subway system in about 7.5 hours. The Boston Globe says Dominic DeLuzio and Alex Cox accomplished the feat in 7 hours, 29 minutes, 46 seconds. The men are hoping to get official recognition now. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Jefferson, isn't that true? We are flying with the red, white, and blue. We want to become a state, not separate from the Union or secede from the Union, as so many people say. But we want to separate from California and stay with the Union and be the 51st state. And it's going to happen. We've got some good news going on. Friday's going to be a wonderful day down in Sacramento, 10 o'clock at 501 I Street at the Robert Matsui Federal Courthouse, 15th floor, courtroom 3. That's where the party gets started. So we'll see how it goes. I'm here with Terry Raposo this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. And our ever-loving Bob keeps us out of trouble, Mr. Bob Martin. Good morning, Bob.
I do my best. Good morning, Terry and Wynn.
Good morning, Bob. Bob always with his hand near the button.
Only when Terry's talking. No, he keeps us out of trouble for the most part. he earns every penny he gets. And he needs more pennies. He needs lots more pennies. All right, well, what are we getting fired up with today, Terry?
Well, a couple of different things. First of all, that you heard the new rendition of Jefferson State of Mind.
Oh, yeah, the one he just played with by Mike Smith. Yeah, great
Mike
job.
Mike Smith, yep. And the drums are Tom Maples, and the bass is Tom Maples, and it's recorded by Tom Maples.
Awesome.
And so there's, from what I understand, there might even be another rendition coming out. And, so it's really kind of cool. I think it gives it a little more step. But tomorrow night at 3276 Michelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church, we have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. The folks that are new that want to learn more about Jefferson can come in at 5:30. Chris Kellstrom does what we call orientation, which will answer all your initial questions. The group of the old folks that have been around Jefferson for a while is at the same time in another room, and we'll be discussing fundraisers and also Friday when we all head down to the Capitol to fill that courtroom. Also, at 6 o'clock, we have a Patriot meeting, and the Patriot meeting will be, again, an update on the court case, but also we're going to have, from what I understand, Shannon Hicks.
Yep.
He'll be speaking about the recall. So that's what we have there. And Wynn, we had quite an event, didn't we, on Thursday night?
We did. We got to go down to meet up with some brothers and sisters of Jefferson down in the Placer County area down in Auburn, and we got to hang out there. They have a beautiful amphitheater down there, and it was really nice. A grass field with a stage down at the bottom of the amphitheater, and a lot of Patriots came in to hear what was going on, and Mark laid it on the line, as he always does. He came out there and gave us a good update of what's happening. Each one of the committee leaders down there, it was a three-county event, El Dorado, Placer, and Nevada. It wasn't Nevada. El Dorado, Placer, and yeah, it was Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Nevada. Gosh, I'm brain dead. Sorry about that. And each one of the committee leaders got up and spoke just so the other people, the new people for each one of those respective counties would know who they were. They could get connected with them. And it looks like people are doing that. And it was a nice event. It was comfortable once the sun started going down a little bit, but it was really nice. They did a good job down there. So I want to give them a shout out to all the people doing all the hard work down there and our gracious hosts there, Greg and Monica Walsh. And they hosted us for as the bed and breakfast, which was wonderful. They are troopers, and we're wishing Monica well for her quick recovery. She's having some health issues right now, but we're wishing her well.
And also Steve and Diana Baird,
yep,
were very instrumental, and Hervé and Julie.
Yep.
And also we need to have a special little intro music there, Bob, on something. I'll just give you the heads up on it as we go here. We are now ground zero for Jefferson. So you folks that are listening to this program, everyone that's listening in needs to have everybody in your county, everybody across the United States listening in, because starting next week, we are going to start having our attorneys on giving you a transparent update of what's happening in the court case. Now, the way that's going to work is if Mark Baird or Scott Staffney or Eugene Martin or Gary Zerman call in, we will stop everything we're doing and hear what they have to say. Things change daily in court cases.
That's right.
And we do have, do you have that little sound bite that Sally sent you there, Bob? You should have about 6 minutes she sent you on what Mark was talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just let me know whenever that's queued up and we'll go ahead and play that. But I want everybody to really make a concerted effort to get people to listen to this program. We stream worldwide. You can listen to it live. You can listen to it locally here on the radio here in Redding, California. And also, the podcast is there, so you can listen to it anytime you want. But you will get updates on the court case. I had a nice talk with Scott Staffney, one of our attorneys, on Friday morning. He called me, and they are willing to get everything out there. I mean everything out there. As far as this court case goes, you want a transparency, I'll tell you what, you got it now.
And that's the thing, the transparency is the issue. And that way there are no ways for people to create lies and what have you about what's really going on. So you'll be able to hear exactly what's going on, whether you understand it or not, whether we understand it or not, might be different, but we have to do our homework to make sure we understand.
Well,
it.
We'll make sure that everything's, you know, palatable. But
right.
Anyway, what we have now is we have Mark Baird, and he's going to talk about a little of this. And so we're going to play this little excerpt from Thursday night. Have at her, Bob.
Now, once again, courts ride the magic carpet. This is not a guarantee, ladies and gentlemen, but it is the law. And if we have rule of law here, we will prevail, and we'll see. So the ex parte motion is going to be the 25th. We also asked Judge Mueller, please assign us courtroom 3, because it holds 150 people. And we know we'll have 150 people there. And she said, no, you only need courtroom 1, courtroom 1 holds 150. We have courtroom 3. It only holds 58. Here's what we need. We need at least 200 people to show up on the 25th, even though the bulk of you will be standing in the hall or on the steps or in the street or outside, because here's the deal. Court is drama. Judges can be swayed by public opinion. And we need a bucket full of drama. We need the people to show up to make sure the judge knows that we are watching every single move she makes. And we will hold her accountable if she does not act under rule of law and according to the rules of federal procedure. That's what we need. If you want to know, what can I do for Jefferson? I want a job. Show up. If you show up, that's big. If you can afford to contribute, great. If you can't afford it, God bless you. But show up.
because if we fill that courtroom, spilling out into the hall and down the front steps into the street, that's going to mean something. I'll bet you we get courtroom one if we do that. So then what the judge did was she moved the motion to dismiss to September 8th. And she also moved our opposition to the motion to dismiss until September 8th. Now, we have a bunch of things that the state sent in. And you know what they all say? His motion to dismiss is exactly the same as the ex parte motion. Two wrongs make a right, and this is a political question. He doesn't cite one single Supreme Court case that says that he's right. And here's how we know he's wrong. We know he's wrong. First of all, two wrongs don't make a right, because lack of representation. In fact, our attorney even thanked him. He thanked the state's attorney in our motion. He said, we want to thank the Secretary of State, because that's who this lawyer represents, right? We want to thank the Secretary of State because he did something really generous. He admitted that all of the people of California have been harmed through lack of representation, and we really graciously thank him for that. Because now we don't have to prove the harm. The other side already admitted the harm. Is that crazy or what? I mean, you know. So all we have to prove is that the lack of representation is not a general harm, but it can be nonspecific. And we already have 20 Supreme Court cases, some of their own, some of the most liberal cases in Supreme Court in recent Supreme Court history will prove what we say. The first of which is Baker versus Carr. That was the 1962 case that started this slide into oblivion. And in the Baker case, the prevailing justices said every voter has standing in a lack of representation case. Every voter. Not everybody. Every voter. So we know that voters have standing. You have standing because you vote, not because you've been harmed individually. That is your standing. And UOC versus House of Representatives says you have a material interest to protect the value of your vote. When I started voting when I was 18, we had one assemblyman or one state senator for every 400,000 people. Now we have one for every million. What happened to my vote? Ooh, it's worth half as much as it was before. But I have a material interest to maintain the value of my vote. I have standing to sue them even if I was alone in the room. Now here's the thing. Because of our rallies and because of the things we've done, we can put 1,000 people on the witness stand one at a time. And here's what the attorney will ask you. Do you feel like you're represented in the state of California? No, sir. Well, why not? Well, because I emailed my state senator 12 times last month and he never answered me once. And I called his office and tried to talk to him 20 times last month and I never talked to him and he never called me back. Well, who did you talk to? Well, I talked to some staff member. Well, what did they say? They said, well, maybe I can arrange something, but you'll have to email the scheduling secretary. And then if, and here's the rub, if your issue is important enough, we'll set up a meeting or a phone call with the legislator. If your issue is important enough, well, who decides that? Oh, the staffer. Whoops, that's a big mistake, because staffers are not to assume legislative powers. Since when as a staffer, who do you think you are deciding whether my issue as a voter is important enough to speak with the person that I put in that chair? There's your standing right there. That's individual harm right there. And we can put 1,000 people on the stand, one at a time. Joe, are you represented? No, blah, blah, blah. Mary, are you represented? No, blah, blah, blah. Sam, are you represented? We can do that until the judge dies of old age. And that's what I need you to do. We've had rallies. We've had meetings. You've had these experiences. I need you to collate your personal experiences attempting to communicate with the person who is sworn to represent you. And I need you to email those or get in touch with your county chairman or your county committee. Because now we're coming to the part where we have to fish or cut bait. We got to prove what we're saying.
Well, that was Mark. Am I on here?
Yes, you're on. You're good.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Anyway, that was Mark Thursday night. It was an amazing, amazing 45 minutes. It's on YouTube. And, again, anyone who can listen to this program should anyone who is listening to this program, share that video. He goes into some particulars and some intricacies of this court case. I've just got to say, it really is amazing, and I guess we're going to go off to our first break here, and maybe someone can show me the way.
Show you the way. Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's the day of worship, we'll be gone. And the men who spurred us on, this judgment of our wrong, they decide.
Amen on that. Get underneath and pray and don't get fooled again.
Well, Unlike some other talk show hosts, we don't like to leave people hanging on the phone.
No, we're not, especially this guy.
We like to get things done in the nick of time.
In the nick of time.
So. Mucho grande apricioto. Hey, you know what? This comment is a national about a national thing that's going on, and it'd be more appropriate for Mark's show. But my wife says I need a tune-up, and she's making me go to church at 10, so I called you guys.
Well, are you calling for affirmation? Yes, we agree with Signe. You do need a tune-up, so you need to go to church
at
10.
Oh, boy, do you ever.
Okay, well, here's what I got going. I was thinking about Charlottesville and them tearing up the statues, and, you know, it's going to go right on down to Jefferson and Lincoln and Washington because they own slaves, and they're probably going to want to blow up Mount Rushmore. But they need to go to the root of the problem, and Trump needs to stand up and be a leader, and they need to sue them African countries where their brothers trapped them, captured them, and sold them as slaves. Go to the root of the problem, and we could put Barack Obama in charge of that suit. That'd keep the little guy busy and not be interrupting with us. And to get paid after we get a judgment, we could hold it out of their foreign aid. And, you know, we could just go on and on with this. And the ones that get a judgment, we could subtract the money they got from the Pigford farmers.
Okay, there you go.
You need to go to church.
You need to go to church, Nick.
Bless me. Have a great day, fellas.
All right, my friend. Great hearing from you.
Nice to hear from you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nick, just in the nick of time.
Oh, boy.
Signe's hands are full.
Well, what a great guy he is, though.
Yes, he is.
You know, the thing I really like about Nick is that he's very funny, but he really gets his point across, and he's a smart guy.
Very smart
and,
guy.
You know, yep. We love you, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Pray for us.
Pray for all of us.
Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about, we haven't got anybody on the line there, do we, Bob?
Nope.
Oh, okay, good. If you want to call in at 605-4567, 605-4567, but just introduced recently, our good friend Tim Draper is at it again.
Now, who is Tim Draper for the newbies?
Tim Draper is a billionaire down in Silicon Valley who in 2014 spent $5 million in an unsuccessful effort to qualify a ballot measure asking voters to divide California into six states.
Uh-huh. So he's the one that derived the six states.
Yes. And we had numerous conversations, meaning he and I had numerous conversations, some as long as an hour, about the merits of putting together an initiative. First of all, you can put an initiative together. However, the state legislature still has the final say, as evidenced by the 1992 initiative that went through and people passed it and all that good stuff. And Stan Statham managed to get it through the assembly. However, it died in the Senate. You see, because the bottom line is Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution is the only way you can create a state split. It's the only way. Now, in talking to some folks who had represented Mr. Draper, his comment was he was told that an initiative takes the place of the legislative body. It doesn't. An initiative doesn't change the Constitution of the United States of America. So in looking at this, here's another effort to split it into three different states. Okay, one of them has 36 counties. That would be called Northern California, which includes all of us and Sacramento. Whoop-de-doo.
Then
there's the New California, which would be Los Angeles, and that would cover, I think in that one, let's see, there is only four. No, I guess there's about 10 counties in that one. Nine counties in that one. And then there's Southern California, which would cover 12 counties. But again, if you still have everything in place as far as the position of Reynolds versus Sims, you're still going to have the same issue in each one of those counties, that as far as each one of those states, because Los Angeles will run one, Sacramento another, et cetera, et cetera. San Francisco, Bay Area will run the other. So in looking at all this, I mean, again, Tim, an initiative doesn't work. I don't care what they're telling you. It's an Article 4, Section 3 split. Now, that's why the court case is so very, very, very important and really and truly is the only way to go. Because as we sue for representation, that creates an avenue for discussion on what comes next. How do you arrive at that? And we are very confident that we will win as far as the harm that we've had. And that's all of us, folks, everybody in the state of California, the harm we've had with the lack of representation. And our vote obviously has been diluted. And if you heard that little excerpt that Mark just did, you'll see that his vote in his lifetime has been diluted by over by half. So,
well, and also, too, whether you're a voter or not, your representation is what is trashed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
whether you
exactly
vote or not,
right.
You, if you care less and you don't vote, guess what? Your representation still is trashed.
We actually had one lady call, and she called over 5,000 times and never got a response. We also have one other issue.
She called who?
The Assembly and the Senate. Sorry about that.
So she called members of the legislature.
Yeah, members of the legislature.
And to get a response and not one recall.
Not one response from the members of the legislature.
Yep.
So there's that. And also the other thing is that we have people who have called every one of them in a day, including you, Wynn. You called all 120.
A couple times.
Assemblymen and the 40 senators. And how many phone calls did you get back?
Zero, not a zilch.
We also have one particular legislature who is a Republican who is making a statement that, well, you know, really and truly, he just doesn't have time to get on the phone with any of his constituents because there's too many. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Nope.
So, you know, in looking at this, again, it'd be nice if, Mr. Draper, if you'd help us a little bit, you'd probably get what you want down the road here, but really and truly, the only real pathway to this is a lawsuit showing that we have lack of representation and dilution of vote.
Well, maybe he's just going to wait to see how it goes for us and see how successful we are. Then he's going to try to replicate it for the rest of the state. Who knows? You know?
Well, actually, he's already spending money. I mean, this
I know,
is going
to
be
well, that's what he did last time, too. He spent how many millions of dollars?
Well, in this article, it said $5 million.
For an unsuccessful event.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's that successful and that bright of a guy, it makes you wonder, you know, what team he has around him to keep it going. I mean, how many times how many times do you gamble like that?
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is that, I mean, all you have to do is go back to 1992, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, the Senate shut down the initiative, and the initiative passed, but the Senate shut it down.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's the deal. And then it's got to go to Congress, too. However, it doesn't have to go in that order. It can go to Congress first and then back to the state.
That's right.
But the real issue is the position that that people take thinking something will work or try to put words into the Constitution that are not there, like an initiative takes the place of the state legislature. I don't see that in the Constitution.
No, it doesn't happen. So it's a vessel to help them to make a directive on what to do, but that's it.
Exactly.
So hopefully we'll get it going. Okay, well, anything else with Mr. Draper? Or is that pretty much it?
Well, I think the thing is that you know, with that and CalExit, there's a lot of distraction here on things that just, you know, logically aren't going to work. CalExit is, I mean, you know, create your own country. I mean, I don't even want to go down that road today. I don't have the energy.
Yeah, well, I know. And how many times has that happened? So you have all these distractions going on, so people are so confused on what's really happening that at some point somebody's going to shove things right through, and then all of a sudden, boom, people realize, hey, we didn't vote for that. Oh, kind of like, you know, the fire tax and all the other things that we've been penalized with. And now that they're making the State Board of Equalization basically
a state agency.
A state agency that doesn't have a board that's elected by the people into it, then how does that work?
Where's the appeal process?
There is no process. You're appealing to the king.
Yeah, unreal.
For actions from the king against you. So it's a lose-lose situation.
Absolutely. Well, we have Penny in Reading. Penny, how you doing?
Good morning, Penny.
Penny, are you there?
Did we lose Penny?
Try it now.
Did we lose you, Penny?
Hey, Penny, are you there?
Pardon?
Oh, there you are.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, Penny.
Terry. Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Penny. How is it?
It's going good. I just would like to let you guys know there is a national interest in our Jefferson movement. And there is a radio show, a talk radio show host. He is a black American conservative in Tucson. And he wants to follow us. And I had asked Wynn earlier, but I think he's been very busy. Would you, Terry, or Mark be interested if I could arrange it to have a phone interview with this gentleman?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
No problem.
Yeah.
That works?
Yes. Yep, works for me.
Okay,
Yep.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll give talk call Monday and talk to him, and then I will get back with you guys, and you guys can arrange times.
Sounds great.
Good okay, job. Thank
Good
you.
Good job, Penny. Thank you.
Thanks, Penny.
Bye.
See, this is what people do. We take action. You know, we didn't ask Penny to do this. Penny's just going out there, and she listens to this gentleman on the air, and she likes the show, and it's a good show, and so we're trying to get the word out. And this gentleman also has national listenership, so guess what? It gets more of the word out about what's going on with Jefferson. It's not just, like for us specifically, like for Terry and I, it's not just us in Redding or in Shasta County. The bubble is much bigger than that. It's for the 21 counties that are actively participating in what's going on with Jefferson and the other counties as well. We have a couple other counties that are moving on. So the 20, when I say 21, those are the declared counties. There are other counties that are coming on board too that don't have the declarations yet, but they're working toward that end. And then not only just those counties that are declared and working on it, but also worldwide. People listen to us all over the world. We receive money from all over the world. So we've received money from Australia, we've received money from Britain, Canada. So, you know, we're getting money for support towards Jefferson's legal fund. And that kind of is a nice little segue here that we do need more money. So if you're willing to share, P.O. Box, you can mail it to P.O. Box 751 Palisedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, California 96073. And you can make the check out to SOJ Formation. And so we're good with that. So, you know, check, money orders, whatever you want to send to us, we'll gladly accept.
Yeah, if everybody sent $5, we'd have it done.
Have it made. And you can also do our PayPal account, and you can also go to the GoFundMe for state-of-Jefferson. So state-of-Jefferson, and that'll be on the GoFundMe account. And you can participate that way if you'd like as well. So three ways to do it. And if you're in a county that doesn't, if you don't want to do that, you can give it to your county leadership, and your county leadership can send it on to us, so we can make that all happen. So we're trying to keep this going so we can pay our bills as we go as responsible citizens and adults. We want to pay our bills to the court costs to make sure that we get where we need to be. And Friday is our big day. That's our first day in court, so we're on our way.
And as I was saying earlier, this is going to be ground zero. We will be having Scott Stafney, Gary Zerman, and Eugene Martin. We'll be calling in next week. We'll have them on the program. Something else, too. A lot of times when we have them call in, we may not be taking phone calls because we'll have probably both lines tied up here. However, what we do want to do is have you folks get on the chat room. And, of course, this is starting next week. And ask your questions on there. That would be very helpful.
And the chat room isn't working today. It comes up with a message. Yeah, I tried to log in because I always
I'm sure
do.
Glad Carl fixed that. Boy, it sure worked good since he got the new one.
My chat room was working.
It is?
Oh, it is now.
it's been working the whole time.
It told me to go get signed up again, and I tried and tried and tried, and it wouldn't let me. So I finally just folded up my laptop and put it away. So
maybe it's the Indian and not the arrow.
Maybe it is.
Okay, disregard that, folks. Chat room's working great. It's wonderful.
Everything's wonderful.
But anyway, I think the thing is that we have to start realizing that you know, our attorneys are ready to go right to the mat for this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're ready to roll when it comes to coming out and being totally, totally transparent on everything. Because I asked Scott, what do you want to talk about? He said everything. And I have to hand it to these guys. They have been working just 24 hours a day sometimes. I know that Mark at times will talk to Scott in the middle of the night, and they'll have ideas. I mean, the effort that's gone in by folks has been amazing. And you know what? We all have to have, as my friend Wynn says, skin in the game. That means everybody's got to have skin in the game. The way you can have skin in the game is send $5, you know, for the Jefferson Formation, you know, or, you know, contact a local radio program. We need to get out in the media. There's been a lot of issues with the liberal media, as you know, and they try to stymie us. I mean, they still haven't stopped using the word secession. You know, there's a lot of things that go on with the liberal media. And even in talking with them, in some cases, some of them have found, well, okay, this does hold water. So really and truly, any way you can help is appreciated.
Well, when you talk about the media's use of secession, I don't know if it's true ignorance or if it's just done by design. So either way, they're not helping. They're not helping to move the cause forward because they're using the wrong terminology. They're talking about stuff that we are not doing. They imply that we're doing it, or they flat out say that we're doing it, and they're not listening to us. I've had this experience personally where you talk to a reporter, they write down what you're saying, and they're recording what you're saying, so there's, and I'm very careful about it when I speak to them. And then you read what they write, and then it's it's not even close to what you said. And a lot of times it's blatant lie about what you said, a total spin or twist on what you said. So it's disheartening to see that. But guess what? When you're getting to somebody and making that happen, they're going to do that. And it's going to get ugly before it gets better. And we need everybody to remember that. It's going to get ugly. They're going to say things. They're going to do things that are going to be totally immoral, unethical, and wrong. And so just keep that in mind. And it's all on how we respond to it. So if we respond as badly as they throw it out there, then we're no better. So we need to make sure that we don't respond. Just bite your lip. Don't do it. Bite your tongue. Don't do it. Just kind of do everything that your parents have always taught you and what you've always told your kids. You know, just be good about it. Just hear what they have to say and don't respond publicly. And you can do it maybe in small groups and talk about it if you want to do that. But definitely do not do it out there where it's going to reflect bad on you as an individual and bad on the movement as a whole. So, stuff we've got to do, we've got to pay attention to it. So just trying to throw that out there because we want to make sure everybody stays in check and that we stay focused on the prize. And the prize is what? Liberty. That is the prize.
It is.
That's what we're after, liberty. 100% all the way through, through and through, is we're after liberty.
It is. 605-4567, 605-4567, and time has come.
451.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I am wise to leave them open for so long. I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes,
Sally Louise Raposa, I know you like Jackson Brown. What's the relevancy of that song to what we're doing?
Doctors, help my eyes see.
Yeah, help my eyes see. My eyes have been open for too long. I think they've been closed. I think that's the deal.
There you go.
Sally Lou, Sally Lou, Sally Lou. Anyway.
She says it's a great song. That's enough of a reason.
Yeah, it is. It's a great song. It's Jackson Brown. That's all. If it's Jackson Brown, she wants to hear it.
That's right.
Okay, we've got, keeping in line with what we do, we have Terry G. Right here on the line. We're going to go right to her, and I think we've got somebody holding. Terry G., how you doing, darling?
Good morning, Terry.
I'm good. Good morning. I wanted to follow up on another attempt, which is recognizing the lack of representation. And we're definitely on the right course, because if you remember, in June, Assemblyman Gallagher introduced his amendment for the Representation Equality Act, finally recognizing, gee, there is a problem. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I did check, and it was due for committee in July, but there's been no action. There's no current status on the bill, so it's just kind of sitting there. And the other one is John Cox, who's running for governor, who now has a petition going around for neighborhood legislation. I see a lot in also people that are running for office of bringing up certain issues, or at least bring to the forefront that the voters have not had a chance to have a voice. The gas tax is one of them. That's hung up in court now as far as the petitions, thanks to the state. But that will be ongoing soon. The other thing I wanted to address is the media situation. I would urge everyone, when you see an article in the newspaper and if you read it online, you can often go on and comment, which I did on the Sacramento Bee article the other day about the Tim Draper story. Because when you read some of the comments, you'll see that there is so much misinformation or misnomers, particularly when people talk about Jefferson. And that's an ideal way to correct it, as well as we've got to increase the number of letters to the editors we send out, or attempt calling into radio shows. That's the way to get the message out. We have a lot of coverage, a lot that you probably don't realize, but when I've searched through the websites of various media and other news sources, it's pretty amazing as to the amount of information that's increased now on the Internet about Jefferson. Also, when we have an event coming up, and if your local newspapers aren't publishing it, and seem to have a habit of that, call the newspaper and say, gee, I've heard that there's an event coming up for Jefferson. Do you know anything about it? And when they say no, you know, challenge them and say, you know, a lot of your readers would probably like to know about this event. Why don't you publish when events are coming up for Jefferson? So challenge them. Make them think. Anyway, that's pretty much it for today. I'm still on course where I'm now contacting media again. I talked to our attorneys yesterday. So we're trying a new strategy, particularly with radio talk shows. And I encourage everybody else to do the same.
Amen.
Hey, Terry, you've been wonderful. Terry G is our, she's our gal when it comes to getting stuff out to the news media, coordinating a lot of stuff. Terry G, we couldn't do it without you, darling. I also want to encourage folks in the other counties, when you have an event, call in here. As Terry said, get it in the newspaper. You know, El Dorado and Placer and, you know, Nevada getting their information out made for a very successful event. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear from all the counties. You know, again, we're streaming worldwide. This thing is podcasted. There's no way that you can't get the information. And as you know, Terry, next week is going to really be exciting because we're starting to get the attorneys on. That's really going to be neat. And I'm looking forward to getting some questions from you, my dear.
Yes, and you know, that's particularly get on social media and advertise KCNR. Let them know that this is going to happen. We have over 3,100 on our database in El Dorado County. So use those databases and social media. Just keep it up.
And not only prior to the event, but post-event as well. You can talk about the good stuff that happened at the event, what went down, what happened, given your perspective on what you saw, what you witnessed, and what have you. So those are the kind of things that you need to you know, to do, to share with everybody so the word gets out, so people see or hear about it, read about it, what have you, and then if they miss one event, then they'll be more in tune to look for the next event or what have you.
Yeah, I mean, you can put an event in a letter to the editor.
That's right. There
you go. You know, if the paper won't, you know, print the press releases, which I have a problem with, believe me. However, we got it done this last week. Even Lake Tahoe News knows about our lawsuit.
There you go.
So write it into the letter of the editor, you know, come and join us on yada yada date, and, you know, et cetera.
There you go.
Okay, sweetie, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good day.
And Billy Bob.
Thanks, Terry.
We're coming to you, buddy. Here you are.
Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Billy Bob. How are you, buddy?
Hey, great show as usual. Great listening to you guys. You guys are regular troopers out there. Hey, and Terry G's great, too. Uh-huh. My question is, are we throwing any of this information, or are we making an effort to get this back to President Trump? Because yep. I think he ought to fly into this Northern California and take California back from these Democrats. And I think with the state of Jefferson and that format, he could come in here and absolutely change the environment here and get rid of these libtards. So,
well, here's the thing.
Again, I was just wondering if there's any effort to get this information to him. So yes. I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you. Right, buddy. Yes, there is an effort, but you have to understand that this is a state issue. All these things that are happening here, all the different things that Brown is doing, everything he has done has been a state issue. For the most part. So in a lot of cases, that's sort of something that we have to work out. Now, the other thing is there's a process, and you know, the president has kind of had his hands full. Do they know about us? I'm sure they know about us. But Billy Bob, I'll tell you this, my friend, that is that there's going to be a lot of things happening on the news over the next month. Trust me, there'll be tons of it. And again, when Terry G was talking about get the word out about KCNR's program here. We have to get the word out on this program. That's the deal. This will be ground zero. We'll have the attorneys here. And in fact, if someone from Trump's administration was to call and talk, this would be the program they would talk on. So it's really pretty soon Wynn and I won't have much to say. We'll just be facilitators answering the phone. But the real deal is we have to understand how important it is that people listen to this podcast and the word gets out. Remember, it's KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.com. You go to the daily lineups, you go to archives and podcasts, you scroll down to Sunday at 9 a.m., Jefferson State of Mind. Very, very important. And also, folks, when you're doing that, don't forget to listen to Sovereign Minds right after us. Absolutely great show, talking about national stuff. And Mark and Linda and Red get into stuff that is the truth and gets into different issues that the mainstream media will not.
There you go.
So I think it's important that we understand, too, when we go to the courthouse on Friday at 501 I Street, the Robert Matsui Courthouse, when we go there, and that would be, it's on the 15th floor, by the way, Courthouse 3 is on the 15th floor of that building, we have to be careful about our behavior. There's no talking, we don't want to do anything, you can't bring food inside the court, bottled water, I believe, is the only thing you can do. As far as bringing that in, and we want to be respectful. We want her to see us.
And also remember, if you carry, please do not then, because you're not going to be able to get in. Don't think, I'll just take it in. It's not going to happen. So don't even put yourself or the rest of the group or the facility through that. So just as a general reminder, and whether you carry or you have pocket knives and stuff like that, the stuff like that is not going to be allowed. So just remember that, okay? It's a soft space, so we've got to be careful of that. But so just go in knowing that, so we're all prepared. We just ask for everybody to play by their rules so that we can get through the process.
And if you see somebody getting out of hand, remind them not to.
Yes.
So if we see people that are trying to disrupt things or being extra super loud in the hallway or whatever the case may be, we have to sort of police ourselves and have the self-control.
There you go.
To be able to do the right things in there, no matter what is said or what's done. But the 25th, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
Yep.
And, you know, if you, I would say you'd want to show up there by 9.
Yep.
So I know folks are carpooling. You can carpool, do whatever way, any way you can do it, but get there. We need to really show up in numbers.
That's right.
The last thing I wanted to bring up was a couple of things on local stuff. And the reason I am, and I hope Sovereign Minds will bring some of this stuff up, but what's going on with crime and everything else in the local areas isn't just unique to Shasta County here.
You know, we had a guy go on a knife wielding spree where he hurt a lot of people, and he had been released 4 times. You know, we have had this sweep where the Reading Police Department, just using our city as an example, went on a sweep to try to clean things up. They made, I think, 30 arrests and gave out like 60 citations. Only one guy really went to jail. Only one guy went in front of the judge. And when he went in front of the judge, the case was dismissed, and the case was a misdemeanor assault on a police officer. So basically he got, well, it wasn't dismissed. He got 16 hours of public service. I mean, you know, it just... We really have to clean things up in California. It starts locally, and probably everybody in every county in Jefferson can come up with the same kind of story. We have to start cleaning things up, and I hope Sovereign Minds gets into a little bit of that.
All right. Well, anything else?
Local, state, fed, oh my.
There
you go.
That's
the way we take it back.
And that's how we have to do it. Yep. All right. The time
has
come.
4:51. Have a great week.
Talking about the state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Politically correct, but that's the reason I supported him, is because he's not. He says what he thinks, and he is bold about it. I admire that in a leader.
Paul Weller, a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. Social media activists and a local journalist say a shell has hit Syria's first international trade fair since the war broke out 6 years ago.